翻开圣经，首先我们要看的是在以弗所书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们从第八节开始看到十二节。
Verses 8 through 12.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明、充充足足赏给我们的
，which he has caused to abound toward us in all wisdom and intelligence，
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的。在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself for the administration of the fullness of times, to head up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
In him in whom we have also obtained inheritance, being marked outBeforehand, according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory who have pre-trusted in the Christ.
然后我们再从十九节开始接上去。
And let's go to verse 19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And what the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of the might of his strength, in which he wrought in the Christ in raising him from among the dead. And he set him down at his right hand in the heavenlies, above every principality and authority and power and dominion.And every name named, not only in this age, but also in that to come. And
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over the things to the assembly.Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
然后请翻到哥罗西书。
Please turn to Colossians.
我们在第一章里头先看一点。
Chapter 1.
十七节和十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And he is before all, and all things subsist together by him, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, firstborn from among the dead.And he might have the first place in all things, For in him all the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在这一次我们的聚会的里头，弟兄们安排我要和弟兄姊妹们交通这一方面的事。
In this conference, the brothers have arranged for me to share with brothers and sisters these aspects.
特别是要看出基督是教会的元首。
Especially to pay attention that Christ is the head of the church.
这一句话我们弟兄姊妹们也许是听了好多遍。
And this verse, brothers and sisters may have heard many times.
但是究竟基督做教会的元首是怎么的一回事呢？
But what does it really mean that Christ is the head of the church?
我们实在感谢我们的神。
We really thank our God.
在聚会开始以前，我们已经昨天晚上、今天早晨、今天下午，弟兄们的交通里边都把我们带到一个非常丰盛的神的儿子的认识里头。
In the past day and a half, yesterday, this morning, and this afternoon, the sharing of brothers have already brought us into a very full apprehension of the Son of God.
主的话一直是带我们去注定在一个事实里。
The Word of God brings us always to one fact.
基督是一切。
Christ is all.
基督是一切又住在我们的里面，也成了我们的一切。
Christ is all, and He lives, dwells in us, and He becomes all to us.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那当神按照他自己的定义这样来做工在我们身上的时候
，When God, according to His own determination, so work in us,
他要把我们带到一个什么的地步去呢
？And to what extent He's going to bring us?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神预备丰满的恩典。
God has prepared this abundant grace.
那因此我们来到主的面前的时候，我们很自然的会产生一个这样的观念。
When we come before the Lord, we naturally will have this concept.
我们到神面前来的时候，我们就是一个盛装恩典的器皿。
When we come to the Lord, we are a vessel that contains the grace.
感谢神，他乐意让我们做这样的一个器皿。
We thank God that He is pleased to have us become this vessel.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we have to pay attention.
我们会有这样的一个领会。
And when we have such understanding,
那是因为我们是站在我们自己的地位上来看神在我们身上所做的工。
Because oftentimes we look at the work that God does in us from this, our own point of view.
我相信我们每一个弟兄姊妹们，我们在得着神的恩典的这一个经历的里面，我们都是领会到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们的这一个事实。
When we come to the grace of God, we all understand that God has given His only begotten Son to the world that they can be saved.
那我们按照主的话去接受我们的主做救主。
When, according to the word of God, we accept Him as our Savior.
我们又按照主自己的话语所应许的，去享用了主所给我们的各样属灵的祝福。
And also, according to the grace we receive from God in His word, we have enjoyed all spiritual blessings from Him.
从得救开始，一直在生命里边去成长。
From the time we were saved, and throughout all the time,that we have grown in life.
如果从外面的那个情形来看，
Now from the outward picture,
我们全是在那里接受恩典。
We are only receivers of grace.
那因此我们会觉得我们在神的面前就是一个承受恩典的器皿，本身没有错。
And this fact that we are a vessel that receives grace from God, there's nothing wrong with this.
但是这种光景，我们不得不承认不可以长久。
But we have to acknowledge that we cannot stay there at the original point forever.
那因此神也慢慢慢慢地带我们到一个地步，学会了一点点，看神为什么要我们承受恩典。
Now we also come to realize gradually that why God wants us to receive this grace.
我想我们的弟兄姊妹们，你留意到这一次的道会的主题是说到基督是我们的一切的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you must have noticed that when we know that the theme of this conference is Christ is all to us.
我们总会有一个感觉说神让我们去看他为什么在我们身上来预备那样一个丰盛的恩典。
Now we must ask the question why God wants to prepare such a wonderful grace to us.
那所以当弟兄们安排我和弟兄姊妹们交通基督是教会的元首的时候。
So when brothers arranged for me to share with brothers and sisters the subject of Christ is the head of the church.
好像很自然就把我们推到一个地步，要转回换一个角度，从神的那一个地位上面来看神造成这一个救赎的那一个目的。
Now it seems that God has brought us to a different point of view. So look at it from the God's point of view. Why he saved us.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为当我们一接触到基督是教会的元首的时候。
Because when we touch the subject, Christ is the head of the church.
我们没有办法不接触这个问题。
Now we have to touch this question.
那我最简单的一个问题就是说
And the simplest question is,
神为什么要拯救我们?
Why God wants to save us?
神拯救我们的目的是在哪里?
What is his purpose in saving us?
弟兄姊妹,当我们回到这个问题的起点的时候,
Brothers and sisters, when we return to the starting point of this
我们就看到好大的事情在哪里。
We see a great thing.
虽然我们这次的交通不会把过去所发生过的事情全都提起来。
But of course, this time our sharing, we will not brought up all the things that have happened in the past.
但是在神造人的那个目的的上面，我们不得不要来温习一下。
But in the purpose God created man, we have to go back to look at it.
弟兄姊妹们都很清楚地知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all know it clearly.
人的被造是根据神自己的定义来做成的。
Man is created according to God's determination, his own counsel.
那神的定义是什么呢?
What is his counsel?
那我们不必去猜的。
Now we don't have to guess.
因为神已经给我们说了，也记录下来了。
Because God already said that, it's already recorded.
我们读《创世纪》第一章的时候，你非常清楚地看到神为什么来造人。
When we read Genesis chapter 1, we know very clearly why God created man.
虽然好像这一点，该是我们信主的弟兄姊妹们很早就应该知道的。
And although on this point, we who have believed in the Lord should have known this long time ago.
但是我们觉得，我们常常回头来温习、温习、再温习，还是必要的。
But we realize that it is necessary for us to go back to the subject again and again.
当我们看到神起初造人的时候，神就预先宣告了他的目的。
We realize that at the very beginning when God created man,
he
announced his purpose.
他把他的形象给人。
He gave man his own image.
他把他的权柄委托给人。
He entrusted man his authority.
这个是事实。
This is a fact.
但是我们从来没有问。
But we never asked,
神你为什么要用你自己的形象来做造人的那一个样子呢?
God, why do you make man according to your own image?
神啊，你为什么要把权柄交给人呢?
God, why do you entrust your authority to man?
这一点是我们也许从来不会上神问的。
Maybe we never really ask the Lord this question.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we thank and praise our God.
我们不会问，但是他会告诉我们。
We may not have asked, but he will tell us.
我们很显然的一个事实，我们简单的来说。
There's a very clear fact.
神是要借着被造的人来显明他的自己。
God wants to use the created man to express himself.
不单是显明神是谁。
Not only to express who God is.
也显明神对万有的权柄。
And also to express God's authority over all
things. 那神做这样的一件事情的目的在哪里呢？
Now what is the purpose of this?
弟兄姊妹们，虽然神没有很明明的用文字告诉我们。
Although God has not said explicitly in his word.
但是我们从神给人的各样的启示的里头，我们能知道。
But we can know from his revelation to man.
神造人的目的乃是为了解决在宇宙中间最严肃的最重要的那一个堕落。
The purpose God created man is to resolve a fallen condition in the universe.
那当我们接触到这个问题的时候，
When we touch this matter,
我们就留意到了神的形象，神的权柄。
We noted the God's image and also God's authority.
那这两样事情说明一个什么事呢？
And what did these two things speak about?
很明显地说出神是谁。
It speaks about who God is.
他在万有中的地位应该是怎样的一个地位？
What should be his position in all things?
那我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
那当我们回到这一个点上的时候，
When we return to that point,
那我又要和弟兄姊妹们再温习一个我们所知道的是。
Now I would like to review with brothers and sisters one thing we
know. 那当人被造出来以后，
Now after man was created,
神就把人安置在伊甸园里。
God put him in the Garden of Eden.
那在伊甸园里头，神做了各种各样的安排。
And God arranged various things in the Garden of Eden.
一个很特别的安排就是在园中安排了两棵树。
One very peculiar arrangement is God has put two trees in the garden.
一棵树叫做生命树。
One tree is the tree of life.
一棵树叫做分别善恶树。
The other tree is the tree of the knowledge of
good and evil. 那然后神就向人宣告说。
And then he declared to man.
园中所有的果子你们都可以吃。
You can eat of every tree in the garden.
但是唯独分别善恶树上的果子你们千万不要去碰，不要去吃。
Except the tree of knowledge and good and evil.
因为你吃的日子一定死。
Because the day you eat of it, you shall die.
好像故事就是这样记录下来。
And this is how it was recorded.
那弟兄姊妹们你要注意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这个是故事还是历史？
Is this history or is this just a fiction?
这个是历史还是在那里神在发表他的一个安排？
Is this a history or is this what God expressed his own counsel?
也许我们弟兄姊妹们从来没这样想过。
Brothers and sisters may not have thought this way.
我们平常读神的话语读到这一个地方的时候，
When we read
我们有意无意的好像觉得这就是一个故事嘛。
When we read God's word,We unwittingly think this is just a story.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果是一个故事，神跟我们说来干什么呢？
If it were just a story, why God would talk about it?
这个不是一个故事。
It is not a story.
这是一个非常严肃的属灵的事实。
It is a very serious spiritual fact.
我有时在想。
Sometimes I think.
如果亚当我们的祖宗当年他听见神做这样的吩咐的时候，他向神问说，神啊，为什么每一个果子我们都能吃，就是这个果子不能吃？
If years ago when Adam heard the command of the Lord and he asked the Lord why we can eat of all the trees in the garden except for this one?
如果当时我们的祖宗会这样问神的话，
If Adam asked that question,
神我想一定会很清楚地告诉我们的祖宗。
And I believe the Lord would very clearly tell our forefather.
但是很可惜我们的祖宗不会问这个问题。
But Adam did not ask that question.
他只是知道有那么一件事。
He only knew that this was a command.
但是当我们现在来温习这件事的时候，
But when we go back to review this matter,
我们就看到那个问题的严肃的。
And this question is serious.
因为这个事情的安排是根据神造人的目的来
This arrangement is according to the purpose of God in creating man.
谁说你要成为我的彰显？
God said, you are to express me.
你要成为我的权柄的执行人。
And you are to be the executor of my authority.
但是问题在这里。
The question is,
从泥土出来的人
out of the earth,
凭什么去执行神这样的一个委托呢？
A man out of the earth, how can he execute the trust of God?
并且我们也很清楚地知道，神对人这一个委托的要对付的那一个对头，并不是一个很轻松的家伙。
And we also know that this adversary that God is using this arrangement to face is not a simple person.
那如果我们的祖宗会上神去问这个问题的时候，
Now, if our forefather had asked this question,
神也许会告诉他，
May God, perhaps God
would tell him, 需要让你们学习一个功课，你要完成神这一个委托的时候，你必须要学习与神联合。
Lord may ask him, now when you learn this lesson, you have to learn the lesson of being united with God.
当然现在你已经有了神的形象了，外面。
Now you already outwardly have the image of Christ.
你也接受了神给的权柄来管理神所造的一切了。
And you have received this authority to rule over all things.
但是你凭什么来叫你所要做的事情做成功呢？
But depending on what, you can do this thing successfully.
神好像给他看到。
The Lord appears to have shown him.
这里有两个拣选。
Here,
你们去面对的。
Here you have two choices you're facing.
一个，你靠你所有的去做这件事。
One is to do it according to what you have.
你怎么可以靠你所有的去做呢？
Now, how do you count what you have to do?
分别善恶树上的果子的那个结局，那个结果就可以了。
And that would be the result of this tree of knowledge of good and evil.
但是神的吩咐是说，你千万不要吃这个果子。
But God's command is don't eat of that tree.
也就是说，这个路是不能选择的。
Or the other way to say it, this is a way that will not work.
如果你要选择的话，
If you choose this way,
你只能选择生命树的果子。
If you choose, you can only choose the fruit of the
因为你接受生命树的果子，就引出一个结果，你与神的生命有了一个完全的联合。
Because if you choose the tree of life, then you are choosing to unite yourself with the life of God.
那如果你和神的生命有完全的联合，
if you have a complete union,
那你要执行神给你们的那一个属灵的委托的时候，就没有难处了。
And then when you, it is not hard. There's no difficulty in executing what God has entrusted to you.
如果你们不选择这一个，
But if you don't choose this way,
你要拣选分别善恶树的那一条路来走的话，
if you choose the tree of the knowledge and good and evil,
那你会得到很多的知识，
then you can have a lot of knowledge.
你会有许许多多的出于自己的力量，
and you may have a lot of power that comes from yourself.
但是你们就没有条件去完成神的托付，
but you have no condition to complete the trust from God.
因为你一吃了那个果子，你要接受一个结局，你要完结了。
Because if you eat of the tree of knowledge and good, of knowledge and good and evil, then the result is that's the end.
当你完结了了以后，你就有许许多多的智慧、权柄、能力，都成为空的了。
Now, at that point, although you have power, you have wisdom, you have intelligence, but that will be all in vain.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们回到伊甸园的那里去温习起初的那个历史的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when you come to the Garden of Eden,
我们就看到一个非常非常严肃的属灵的问题在那里。
To review the history, you find a very serious spiritual question.
你要看到人的被造乃是为了神的旨意的完成。
You will see that man is made according in order that the will of God can be accomplished.
但是人凭什么去完成神的旨意呢？
But according to what can man
神已经把那个
do the will of God?
显明在哪里？
God has already expressed that.
问题就在你走怎么的选择？
The question is, what do you choose?
我们的祖宗选择错了。
Our forefathers chose wrong.
他受了欺骗。
He was cheated.
那他受了这个欺骗，得出来的结果呢？
He was cheated, and the result was.
的确，人是成了一个非常非常有本事的人物。
Now that man becomes a very able man.
因为我们的神也在那里承认这个事。
And our God acknowledged that fact.
所以我们看到那一段历史的时候，我们就看见神封闭了那个生命树的路。
But when we look at that history, we see that God closed out the way to the tree of life.
那神在那里说了一句话。
God said one thing.
他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
They have eaten of the tree of knowledge.
他们有很多本事了。
Now they are very able.
如果他们在吃那个生命树的果子，
If they now eat the tree of life,
那个问题就很麻烦了。
Then it becomes a serious problem.
所以神在那个时候就把生命树的道路封闭了。
So the Lord closes out the way to the tree of life.
虽然是封闭了生命树的路，
although he has blocked the tree,
但是人成了有各种各样知识、各种各样才能的人，这个事实也已经成功了。
But it is also true that men now have various abilities.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们只是从外面来看问题的话，我们说这是蛮不错啊。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we look at this question from an outside point of view,
then we say 我们有本事啊。我们有本事。
Now we are able.
我们能有许许多多的知识啊。
We have a lot of knowledge.
我们自己就可以能解决一切的问题了。
We are able to solve all problems.
有神没神，那并不太重要了。
Whether there is a God, there is no God, it's not important.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是分别善恶树上果子所结出来的那一个现象。
Brothers and sisters, this is the result of eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这个现象不单是在人里面成为他们的本性。
Now, this phenomenon not only becomes the getting to the nature of man.
我们甚至说，连我们这些后来因为认识救恩而信主蒙恩得救的人，还是不太容易脱离他的影响。
Now, even us who have been saved by grace, it is not easy to be set free from this bondage.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
那当我们留意温习到我们在神面前人被造的那一个历史的时候
，when we review the history of our being created by God，
那我们就注意到一个问题来了。
Then we pay attention to one question。
那当我们接受救恩的时候，我们没有想到神要在我们身上领我们到一个地步，要把我们带到作为基督的身体，而让基督来做元首。
Now we did not realize that God wants to bring us to a point that Christ will be the head of all of us.
但是慢慢慢慢的，我们的主就让我们看到了。
But gradually the Lord led us to see.
我们承受神的恩典。
We receive so much grace from God.
这个是准确的。
And this is accurate.
但是我们承受神的恩典，是要让神有条件做工在我们的身上，把我们带回神起初造人的目的。
But we receive grace in order that God now has found us to be in the state that we can be brought back to His original purpose.
那当我们一回到这个问题的中心的时候
，When we come back to the center of this question.
我们就碰到这个问题来了。
And we come to this another question.
那人的堕落是因着什么？
But why man fell?
如果我们从历史和我们的实际的经历上面来留意。
Now if you pay attention to history and our own experience.
很简单的那个问题就是说。 我们要靠自己，我们不要神做我们的元首。
The simple fact is that we want to depend on ourselves. We do not want to depend the Lord as our head.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这样的一个问题的时候，
Now when we come to this question,
那我们就发觉了。
Now we see one thing.
整个属灵的问题，我们接受神和我们接受神的儿子做我们的元首，一直是受着一个原则的骚扰。
Now we receive God and we also accept the Son of God to be our head. This whole thing is bothered by another principle.
这一个骚扰的原则，那就是分别善恶树上所结的那个果子。
Now that principle is the principle of the tree of knowledge and good and evil.
那感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise our God.
人是堕落了。
Man fell.
人是失去了神起初的那一个荣耀的安排了。
Man fell away from the original glorious arrangement by God.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
他的旨意没有改变。
His purpose did not change.
是因着他的旨意没有改变。
Because his purpose is the same.
救赎的事情就出来了。
Now there is then this matter of salvation.
那救赎的事情一出来。
Now when redemption shows up,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我再重复说一遍。
I want to repeat.
对我们来说，我们起初只是说神怜悯我们，神爱我们。
Now at the very beginning, we would say God has mercy on us. God loves us.
神不甘心我们死在过犯罪恶当中，说他拯救了我们。
God is not willing that we fall and we die in sins and transgressions. So he says that this is true.
但是这个不是其不是那个终点。
But this is not the end.
这个是神的工作在我们身上的起点。
Now this is the beginning point.
因为这神在我们身上给我们有了这样的一个起点。
Because God has given us the starting point.
他就可以继续在我们身上有带领我们回到神起初的安排。
He can continue to lead us back to his original arrangement.
那所以我们刚才读以弗所书的时候，弟兄姊妹，你读得很清楚的。
So when we read Ephesians, we are very clear.
以弗所书第一章开头的时候，前面说了好多神向我们预备的各样属灵的恩惠。
At the very beginning of Ephesians chapter 1, God says there are the various spiritual blessings from God in Christ.
然后神就点出一个事实来。
Then he pointed out one thing.
神做这一切的事情是根据他的旨意。
God did all this according to his own will.
因为神的旨意是这样的安排。
Because his will is to do this.
那神的旨意是这样的安排的话，我们也就是如此的承受恩典。
Now, if this is how God has arranged according to His will, we are receiving.
那为什么神要我们这样去承受恩典呢？
Why God wants us to receive?
以弗所上的话是说得很清楚。
Ephesians said,
因为按神的安排，
according to the arrangement of God,
到了时候满足的时刻，
in the fullness of time.
神要叫万有都要在基督里同归于一。
God wants all things to be headed up in Christ.
用通俗的话来说，
and use a plain word，
叫一切悖逆神的事物，连同人物包括在里头，全都回到主的面前，伏在主的面前说：神啊，你是万有的主。
All these things, including men who are against God, now would come back to God and say, Yes, Lord, you are the Lord of all things.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们看我们所接触到的问题。
And now, brothers and sisters, when we look at the problems we run into,
包括我们人自己的难处在里头，
and including our own difficulties,
不管他们是什么样的那一个模样来出现，
No matter in what shape they show up,
我们都发觉那个难处就是说我们没有接受神的权柄。
We find that the difficulty is we have not received, accepted, honored the authority of God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神在那里做工，要把我们借着所有的悖逆都带到他的面前，要叫这一切事情都结束。
God works so that all who rebel, including us, would come to Him, and all these things would be done away with.
让我们毫无保留地在那里承认，神啊，你是对的，你是准确的，你是圣洁的，你是公义的。
And then we will say to the Lord without reservation that God, you are right, you are holy, you are righteous.
因为万有都是根据出于你。
And because all things are from you,
也是依靠你
and according to you.
那所以万有都回到你面前来，完全伏在你的脚前，这个事情是绝对绝对的准确的。
And this is accurate. And all things will come back to you and prostrate before you.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们读以弗所书的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we read Ephesians,
我们并没有停止在这一个点上。
We did not stop. We would not stop.
因为主的话还没有说完。
Because God has not finished.
主还是把我们带在他的话语里头带往前去。
And God wants us to move ahead in His word.
带往前去看到一件什么事情呢
？And to see one thing.
他看到一件事情。
One thing.
这一个万有都在基督里同归于一的事情的起头是怎么开始的呢
？Now this matter that all things will be summed up in Christ. How would this thing start?
我们就看到神的话在那里说出了。
Now we see the word of God says.
这样的一个事实的出现
，the appearance of this fact，
乃是根据神。在基督，神把我们一些人寻找回来，把我们放在基督里。
It is that God has found us, some of us, and put us in Christ.
以弗所书上的话就说到，这一批人称为是在基督里首先有盼望的人。
Now, this group of people in Ephesians is called those who have first hoped.
我愿意弟兄姊妹，你特别留意的是首先有盼望的人。
So, brothers and sisters, I want you to pay attention. This is pre-trusted or first to hope.
宇宙的堕落也好，人的堕落也好，把一切都带到没有指望的里头。
The fall of the universe, the fall of man, brought everything to hopelessness.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在他的那个救赎的里头
，In His redemption，
他说明了一件事情。
He expresses one
thing. 他要得着一批人。
He wants to have a group of men.
这一批人，神是把他放在基督里。
And God put this man in Christ.
那当然，也就是基督先进到他们里面。
And then, of course, Christ will come to them first.
那这一批人就成了圣经里面所说的，在基督里首先有盼望的人。
Now these people.Then become those who have first hope or those who have pre-trusted.
那这一批首先有盼望的人呢
？Now these people who have first trusted.
为什么你就要注意那个首先这两个字了
？Pay attention to this pre or first.
那也就是说，他们是首先有盼望。
That is to say, they are the first to hope.
但是神并不是说这一个神给人有盼望的这个事实就停留在这一批人的身上。
But what God means is God's hope does not just stop with them.
而神乃是说，他要叫做这一批人来扩充这一个承受神祝福的范围。
God is going to expand the realm of receiving blessing throughout these people who first hope.
从一个少数的有盼在基督里有盼望的人开始
from a small group who have hope in Christ.
就一直扩展扩展到了一天万有都在基督里
It is enlarged until one day that all things will come back to Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是神那个永远的旨意
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the eternal purpose of God.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们因着救赎的恩典，给神带回到一个地步，成为在基督里首先有盼望的人。
We through the grace of redemption are brought back by the Lord to be the first
hope. 那这一个在基督里首先有盼望的人
Now these people who have first hope,
神就称他们做教会。
God called them the church.
神就说他们这个称为教会的就成了基督的身体。
Now these people who have been called the church, now they become the body of Christ.
不但是成为基督的身体。
Not only they become the body of Christ.
并且他们要被带领造就神建造到一个地步成为基督的心腹。
Now not only they are the body of Christ, but they will be led, they will be nurtured, they will be brought up to become the bride of Christ.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看整个的历史的问题到这一点的时候，
Dear brothers and sisters, when we review the history until this point,
我们已经很清楚地看到，
Now we very clearly see,
神整个的救赎的旨意乃是要叫我们脱离那个分别善恶树上的果子所结出的那一个结局，而回到生命树的果子的那一个事实里。
His whole redemption is that we can get out of the result of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then come back to the result of the tree of life.
那所以我们在读神的话的时候，
So when we read the word of God,
我们读到一个事实出来，
We read about one fact.
我们要是读使徒行传第一章，
Now if we read the
使徒行传
Book of Acts Chapter 1,
你就读到一个事情，我们的主的差遣。
You read one thing that God's sending.
主差遣，主复活以后，
Now after our Lord was resurrected,
在三天以前,
now before he was raised to heaven,
那他就在那里差遣门徒,
now he sent his disciples.
那他差遣门徒的时候也说了一句话是非常严肃的。
When he sent his disciples, he said one thing very serious.
他说我去就让圣灵来。
He said, if I go, then the Holy Spirit will come.
但圣灵来了,
when the Holy Spirit comes,
那神就要在你们身上有许多的工作。
And God will start to work in you.
但是这许许多多的工作归纳起来是一个事实。
But all these facts come back to one fact.
你们是我的见证。
You are my testimony.
这就带出我们一个非常清楚的那个结论。
It brings back to a very clear conclusion.
那当我们今天来碰到教会，基督是教会的元首的时候，
Now we come to the subject of Christ being the head of the church.
我们就不能不留意到这样的一件事情。
Now we pay attention to this point.
为什么基督是教会的元首呢？
Now why Christ is the head of the church?
他救了我们过来的时候，我们和神恢复了那个和好的关系，那已经不是很好的了吗？
Now he has saved us. We have been restored to God. Isn't that good enough?
那为什么还要让我们去接受他做我们的元首呢？
Now why we have to accept him as our head?
弟兄姊妹们，那个简单的答案就是那样子。
Dear brothers and sisters, the simple answer
is 因为神要用着教会来做基督的见证。
Because God wants to use his church to be his testimony.
而不单是做基督的见证，
not only his testimony,
同时也是做神的见证，
and also be the testimony of God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到我们整个的处境，
brothers and sisters, when we look at our whole situation,
从整个的地上的事情来说，
now from the point of view of the things matters on this earth,
基本上他们是站在抵挡神的地位的。
Now basically men are standing at a position
against God. 就是我们已经信了主的人，就称为在基督里首先有盼望的人的身上来说。
Now just as regarding us who have been saved, who are the first to hope,
而我们知道应该拣选主的。
We know that we should choose the Lord.
但是分别善恶树上果子的那个影响是影响我们并不那么甘心来拣选主的。
But the influence of the tree of knowledge and good and evil to us is so that it's not easy for us to choose the Lord.
这个就是我们每天每天所面对的那个问题。
And this is the challenge we face every day.
神在我们身上要带着我们去到一个地步，要成为他自己的见证。
God wants to move us, to bring us to a point that we become his testimony.
但是人的天然 和连同我们属主的人在里面，都常常在那里站在与神对立的地位。
But the natural of men, and even us who have believed in the Lord, we oftentimes stand at a point against God.
那现在问题来了。
The problem.
如果神要用着我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人成为他的见证的话，
If God wants to use us who are first to hope to be His testimony,
我们是带着这样的一种光景。
If we are in such condition.
那我们怎么做他的见证呢？
How can we be his testimony?
我们怎么能来发表他呢？
How can we express him?
因为当我们一留意到我们是神的见证也好，基督的见证也好。
Now whether we are the testimony of God or testimony of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的要看到一件事。
Brother and sister, you see a thing.
那就是说，在教会或是在神的儿女们的身上，他们所表达的最低限度有两方面的事。
Now, whether it's in the church or whether among God's people, they express two things.
头一件事情，对这个不信的世代来说，神是真实的。
The first thing is that to this unbelieving age, God is true.
一切是出于他。
Everything is out of him.
依靠他。
According to him,
将来也要归于他。
And one day we'll go back to him.
这个是我们要对这个不信的世代里边要所显明的。
And this is what we want to express to this unbelieving age.
那除了这一个呢？
Now besides this.
那对我们来说呢？
Now to us.
我们要把神的所事和所做来做一个很具体、很实际的发表。
Now we have to express in a very concrete, a very real way who God is and what did he do.
而不单是叫人知道有神。
Not only that man would know there is God.
并且让人知道神是怎样的一位神。
But also they know how, what kind of God is he.
那我们简单的就从这个在两个要求上面来说。
Now let's look at this matter.
如果我们不是完完全全的伏在神的权柄的底下来接受他的完全的管理。
If we do not submit to the authority of God completely and accept His ruling,
那弟兄姊妹，我们就可以问我们自己。
And then we ask ourselves,
我们能发表出来的是什么
？What can we express?
弟兄们的交通里头已经给我们看得很清楚。
Now the sharing of brothers, in the past day and a half already told us.
如果要凭着我们自己来发表的话，我们总是不会拣选神的。
If we want to express according to ourselves, we would not choose God.
我们总是会考虑，如果我要这样拣选神的话，那我的牺牲有多大？
We would consider, if I so choose God, then I will sacrifice.
我的放弃有多少？
And how much I would give up.
我们就会问我们自己。
And then we ask ourselves,
值得吗？
Is it worth it?
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise our God.
他领我们来看到这一点。
God brought us to see this point.
教会是基督的见证。
The church is Christ's testimony.
如果要教会要成为基督的见证，
If the church is supposed to be his testimony,
你必须要接受一个事实。
Now you have to accept something.
基督是元首。
That Christ is the head.
因为只有基督是成为元首。
Only when Christ is the head,
我们才有条件在那里让基督做我们的充满。
Then we have a condition under which God and Christ can fill us.
如果我们没有给基督来充满，
if we do not get filled by Christ,
或者说我们降低一点，
or lower ourselves,
我们是局部的给基督充满，
or even if we are not filled by Him,
那弟兄姊妹们，你就可以晓得，
brothers and sisters, you know,
我们能发表出来的有多少的基督呢？
Now.How much Christ can we express?
你里面有多少基督，你就能发表多少基督。
You can only express the measure of Christ according to the measure of Christ in you.
但是神不是叫我们停留在这一个点。
But God would not let us stop.
神是要让我们做一个完全的发表。
God wants us to be a complete expression
of Christ. 因为在人被造的时候，神的那个定规就是神没有保留的把他的自己的所是和所有都给了我们。
Because when man was created according to his image, God has given man without reservation all what he is and all what he has.
那当神借着救赎来把我们挽回的时候
，When God restores us through redemption，
弟兄姊妹，你怎么去认识神的救赎呢
？Brothers and sisters, how do you know His redemption？
你说神的救赎就是叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生
？Now is His redemption only that we do not perish but have eternal life？
感谢主，那是准确的。
Brothers and sisters, that is there.
但是我不能不提醒弟兄姊妹们。
But I have to remind you，
那个不完全。
That's not complete。
为什么不完全
？Why？
因为神那个救赎不是叫我们只是脱离那个危险。
Because the redemption of God is not only we will be set free from that danger。
它是除了救我们脱离那个危险以外。
He, in addition to saving us from that danger,
他要把我们带回他起初造人的那一个定规。
He wants to bring us back to his original determination.
这一个才是神那个救赎的旨意。
And that is his purpose of
redemption. 也就是刚才我们一直所说的那个在基督里首先有盼望的人。
That is what we said. Those who have are first to hope in Christ.
神要得着这样的人来把整个堕落的万有都带回到神的面前。
God wants to use these people to restore the fallen universe back to Him.
那意思弟兄姊妹们，你一定很容易记得的。
Brothers and sisters, you will remember this.
那神告诉我们，他拯救我们的时候，给我们好多的恩惠。
God shows us that when He saved us, He has given us abundant grace.
其中有一个是叫我们成为儿子。
One thing is that we can become son.
但是是不是单单就是成为儿子呢
？But is that all?
那如果我们还记得希伯来书第二章第十节上面所说的话
，If we remember Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10，
你很清楚的知道了。
Now you know.
在神整个的救赎的安排里头，他要做一件事情，就是要把许多的儿子领进荣耀里去。
In the redemption of God, He wants to bring many sons to glory.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个事情的时候，你就知道了神起初造人的目的的那个安排，乃是神救赎的旨意在我们身上显明的那个终点。
The end of God's salvation to us is His original arrangement for men.
那因此我们就来到具体的问题了。
So we come to a very concrete.
刚才和弟兄姊妹所交通的都是好像一些认识上的问题。
Now what we have said up to this point is a matter of our knowledge.
那如果有这样的一个认识了
，So when we know this,
那这些认识是怎么能带进那个具体？
How does knowledge bring us into reality?
要让我们不单是知道基督是教会的元首
，so that we not only know that Christ is the head of the church，
并且基督要让我们活出他是教会的元首
，but Christ wants us to live out that He is the head of the church。
而我们不单是只是知道神的安排是如此。
That we not only know that this is God's arrangement.
我们要做成的乃是我们怎么活出神这样的一个安排在我们的身上成为一个具体的见证。
Now we want to live out this arrangement of God on us so that we become a concrete testimony.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，我们就不能不注意这样的一个问题来了。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
No.为了要让弟兄姊妹们能更多的知道我们所处的这个世代是怎样的抵挡神。
Now we have to know how this age we are in is against God.
我举一些例子给弟兄姊妹们留意一下。
I'll give you a couple of examples.
大概半年以前。
About half a year ago.
在加州的那个伯克利大学的里的加州大学伯克利 加州大学里面的有一个天文物理的那个教授发表了一些发现。
Now, there's a professor of astronomy in UC Berkeley. He announced a discovery.
他发现了一个大的黑洞在太空里头，是比从前所发掘的大黑洞是大得多了。
He observed a black hole which is bigger than previous black holes.
所以那个事情是对某一些人来说是很轰动的。
Now that was a very famous event.
有人去反问他这个问题。
And when people ask him this question,
就说起这个大黑洞的问题。
Then he talks about this black hole.
他说是，我们就是发现这一个。
He said, yes, we discovered this black hole.
人家的问题就说，那黑洞是什么东西呢？
Then the question was, what is this black hole?
他的回答就是说，不知道是什么。
And his answer is, we don't know.
反正就是黑黑的一片。
And this is a dark hole.
那不能进去拿点食物出来实验一下看看它是什么吗？
Now can you go get something out from there and measure? He said, we cannot.
因为我们知道那个大黑洞里头好像是一个那个速度旋转的很快的一些漩涡。
Now he only says that this black hole is a whirl of suction.
那这是旋，这个速度啊，比光速还要快，比声速还要快。
The speed is faster than the speed of light.
那所以我们根本就没办法接触它。
So there's no way for us to observe this.
他说那就人家问就说那究竟是什么呢？
So the question is, what is this?
我们不知道了，他说。
He said we don't know.
但是他只能说那是一个暗物质在那里。
He just says this is dark matter there.
我看到这个报道的时候，我自己都做迷起来了。
And when I see this report, I was quite obsessed by it.
因为我从来都不知道什么叫做暗物质。
Because I never knew what was dark matter.
因为在我读物理的时候，我只知道有物质，我不知道什么叫做暗物质。
Because when I was reading physics, I only know matter, I don't know dark matter.
现在好多连中学生都知道什么是暗物质，可是我还是愚昧到了我。
Now even some high school kids know what is dark matter, but I still don't.
但是那个被网访问的就说了，那什么叫做暗物质呢？
But this scholar says, well, what is this dark matter?
他说我们什么都不知道。
He said we don't really know.
只知道那里是有那么有那么一个情形。
We only know that there is such a phenomena there.
他说，人家就。他说我们所以知道那里有情形是因为我们能虽然摸不到它接触不到它但是我们可以从一些数据上面领会的它。
So, the explanation is although we cannot observe it, we cannot touch it, but we can infer from other data that there must be such a thing.
我看到这样的事后，我心里边很有一点想法。
So when I read about this matter, I was thinking,
他们可以接触一些摸不到、凑不到、闻不到、听不到的一些个东西，他们可以凭一些数据就来确定它的实际。
Now, these things they cannot touch, they cannot really measure directly, but from other data they can infer what is that, what is there.
那为什么同样的那个道理不能从神手所做的一些事物里头叫我们也得着一些数据去承认我们的神呢？
But why can we not know our God?Through these data that we actually have in our hand.
这个问题我当然没有答案。
Of course, I don't have an answer.
那他们自己也没有答案。
And they don't have an answer either.
他们可以现在可以说 顶高了，升级到一个地步，就是智慧的设计，就是到那里为止了。
Now, so people talk about intelligent design.
他们承认一个智慧的设计，他们就不承认神的地位。
Even if they acknowledge intelligent design, they still do not acknowledge the position of God.
这是一个事实。
And this is a fact.
那还有一个事实很有趣。
There's another fact.
那是前个礼拜才出现的问题。
And that's something that just happened a couple of a week or so ago.
那是什么呢
？What is that?
那就是说，也是他们搞天文的玩意。
It also has to do with astronomy.
他们一直在寻找那个生命的那个来源。
They have been looking for the source of life.
这是对我来说，我是外行的，我说不清楚。
Now, I'm not in that field, so I cannot explain it precisely, and for the Christians may.
那么，但是我在报纸上就看到，他们说那些人寻找一个生命最细的那一个组成的分子，而找到了。
Now, people have been looking for a smallest particle that composed the whole universe. They found it.
哦，他说他们就高兴得不得了了。
They were very happy.
那很有意思。他说，如果发现了这一个，那很多我们解说不来的事情，我们找到可以解说的理论了。
Now they say that when they if now that they have found this particle, they can explain a lot of things which cannot be explained before.
但我心里面常常有这样的一个想法。
I have this thought.
虽然对这些事情我外行，
although I'm not in this field.
但是我有一个想法。
But I have a thought.
那为什么不能从这许许多多的领会的里头去看到来做成万有的神的本身呢？
Now, why not when we see these things?These facts or these observations that we can think about and discover that God, who actually created the whole universe.
因为最简单的一个问题就是说，你找到那个例子又怎么样？你只不过看见一个过程而已。
Now, when you observe a particular example, you only have seen a process.
但这个过程是不是就是起头呢？
But is the process?The head, the origin.
恐怕他们也下不了这个结论。
They could not have a conclusion.
就算它是一个起头。
Now even if that's an
那个这个起头是怎么出现的呢
？Now how did that origin happen?
他们大概连碰也不要去碰了。
They would not touch that question.
但是这个是不能不碰的问题。
But this question has to be touched.
因为这个是碰到一个从无到有的问题。
Because it is a question that starts from the very
beginning. 他们做了许许多多的事情。搞来搞去都是搞在那个现象的那里头来游走。
All these observations or discoveries, they are addressing the phenomena.
总没有找到这一些事情的源头。
And they cannot address the origin of these questions.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是现代的一般人的对神的态度一个很明显的这个表现。
Now this is one facet of how people's attitude toward God is.
那因着这一件事情呢，报纸上就附带了一个小新闻。
And because of this, there was a commentary in the
这个小新闻是很有趣的。
It's very interesting.
什么小新闻呢
？It's a small news.
是因为以为发现了这样的一个事实。
And they think they discovered this fact.
英国有一个很有名气的物理学家。
There was a physicist in England.
他就是在那个发现大爆炸、宇宙大爆炸来的那一个。
He was the one who previously commented on the Big Bang.
他就为了寻找这一个事实，跟美国一个大学的教授赌博。
And he was actually betting with a certain professor in a certain university.
赌什么呢?
The bet is this.
他就说绝对找不到的。
He said there's no hope for anybody to find
this article. 没有可能找得到的。
Not possible.
但是另外一个 那个美国大学的教授说可以找到的。
But this professor in the United States, he said it is possible to find it.
那他们就打赌了。
So they bet with each other.
那结果他这次这个消息一出来他就认输了他说哎呀我输了100块钱给他。
So this British physicist now acknowledged that he lost.
弟兄姊妹们你注意到。
Brothers and sisters, the point
虽然这是一个小插曲
although this is a very small thing,
你总看见人就是在神以外来游走
you see that men just go in circles outside of God,
总不甘心来到神的面前服侍来说神啊你是又真又活的神
they're not willing to come to God to say directly, God, you are the living God.
我们所生存的时代是这样的一个时代。
Now this is the age of our age.
神把我们称为教会的这个团体，那是就放在这一个时代的里面来做一个见证，见证神是真实的。
God put His church in this age to testify that God is living God.
但是不单是这样。
Not only that.
不是只是为了那些。与神站在对立面的人。
Now this has only has to do with those who are against God.
神也要向所有的人显明神是怎样的一位神。
God also wants to explain to show to people what God He is.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
这个就是教会，神的儿女们所不得不要面对的一个问题。
And this is a question that God's children have to face.
神要用着我们做他的见证。
God wants to use us as His testimony.
那我们怎么来发表他呢？
How can we express Him?
刚才我们已经提了。
We already mentioned.
我们如果不是完成的给主来充满，我们根本就不可能对主有一个完全的发表。
If we are not filled by the Lord completely, then we cannot give a complete expression of Him.
那我们做神的见证，那我们怎么能做神的见证？
Now, how can we be His testimony?
感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
是我们距离我们的主太远了，太差了。
It is because we are so far away from our God.
但是感谢神，神定规了一件事情，我们就是在基督里首先有盼望的人，必须要成为基督的见证。
But God has destined that we who have first hope in God, we have to be the testimony of Christ.
因为我们成为基督的见证，这一件事情是直接牵连到神那永远的旨意，什么时候可以完成
？Because we are His testimony, the testimony of Christ. This is directly related to when the eternal purpose of God will be accomplished.
那弟兄姊妹，我们记得刚才以弗所书那里怎么说
？Now in the Ephesians it says,
时候到了，万有都要在基督里同归于一。
In the fullness of time, all things.
而这个事情就是从在基督里首先有盼望的人身上开始。
Now this starts from those who are first, who have first hope in Christ.
那换一句话来说
，In another word,
如果在基督里有盼望的人这一个部分没有完成他们所该做好的
，If those who have first hope in Christ did not do what they should do,
神呢，叫万有都在基督里同归于一的事实的出现就没有依据了。
Then it is not, There's no basis for God to say that all things will be summed up in Christ.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we thank and praise our God.
他显明了他自己，他是配做这一个元首的。
He has manifested himself about this head.
我们读哥罗西书的时候
，When we read Colossians,
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的看见。
Brothers and sisters, you see it.
我不详细去解说。
I will not explain too detail.
弟兄姊妹，你很熟悉的那些字句的。
You are familiar with verses.
如果从整个的万有的出现维持来说
，Now, as regarding the appearance and the maintenance of the of all things.
那是基督所做成功的。
And that is what Christ has done.
所以神就安排让基督在万有以上做元首。
So the Lord makes Christ to be the head.
在救赎的这一件事情上面。
Now on this matter of redemption.
神让我们的，让他的儿子，我们的主，他经历死而复活。来显明那个救赎的果效。
Now God make His Son die and be raised to express the result of the redemption.
从一面来说是结束了那个死亡的权势对我们的捆绑。
On one side, it concludes the bondage of the power of death to us.
从积极的一方面，那是显明他来。
But on the positive side, it expresses that He now comes.
住在我们的里面，是我们的生命。
Live in us and be our life.
那我们就有条件来发表他。
Now we are in a condition to express Him.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
就做我们主自己的本身，他已经具备这样的一个条件。
Our Lord Himself already has this condition.
你看到万有，你看到这是万有的主。
Now when you see all things, you see this Lord of all things.
你经历了救赎，你也很清楚地晓得这一位是生命的主。
And when you experience this redemption, you know that this is the Lord of life.
主在他的地位上，在他的身份上，在他的作为上面，都显明他是元首。
Now the Lord has expressed that He is the head in His position and in His doing.
如今神就用着这一个做元首的基督来在我们身上与我们做一个完全的联合。
Now God now wants this head to have a complete union with us.
尽管我们今天在实际的联合上面还有许多的差距。
Now, of course, today in reality, there is still a distance.
但是神已经把我们摆在这个地位上面。
Regarding this reunion, but God has put us in this position.
要叫我们与这一位做万有的元首的基督来联合在一起。
That we can be united with this head of all things.
然后他就在我们的里面来做工。
Then he works in us.
做到一个地步
to a certain extent,
要叫神起初造人的那个目的一点一点一点的增加在我们的身上
that the original purpose of God in creating man now gradually will realize in us
我们感谢赞美我们的神
we thank and praise our God
那因此当我们留意到这一件事的时候
when we pay attention to this
我们不能不注意到
now we notice
神救我们这些在基督里首先有盼望的人要把我们救到一个什么的程度
Now God wants to save us who have the first hope in Christ Now to what extent He wants to save us
虽然现在还没有到那个结局
Now we are not at the end yet
但是神已经告诉我们那个结局是什么
But God already told us what that end is
约翰一书的时候
When we read John
你非常清楚地看到一件事
Very clearly you see one thing
那就是神的儿子是怎样
That is how is the Son of God
那我们这些人在神的儿子里头也怎样
And that's also what we will be in Christ
基督是怎样
How Christ is.
我们就能够是怎样
Now we can be.
为什么会有这个结果呢
Why there is such a result?
那因为是他是我们的生命
Because he now is our life.
他与我们已经有了那个联合
Now he now is in union with us.
那如果我们能实实在在地活出这一个联合
If we can really live out this union.
带出那个结果
And to bring out this result. That Christ is our head.
我们所能发表的就是基督
Now, then, what we can express is nothing but Christ.
很清楚地看到这样的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you see this.
如果不是基督先充满我们
，If it is not Christ who fills us
first. 如果不是基督先在那里管理我们
，If it is not Christ who rules over us first.
如果我们现在生活、动作、思想、感情仍然是在那里 受着我们自己原来的性情的那一个骚扰的话，
If our action, our thoughts, our emotion are still preoccupied by our own previous being,
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能发表基督呢？
Brothers and sisters, how can we express Christ?
我们没有条件发表基督。
We are in no condition to express
Christ. 但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
神叫我们先看见基督是教会的元首。
God wants us to see first the Christ, the head of the church.
将基督发表出来。
When the church can express Christ,
就看教会和元首的那个关系准确不准确。
Whether she can or cannot, it depends on whether her relationship with the Lord is.
哎，我一提到这件事情的时候
，When we think about this matter,
弟兄姊妹很清楚的知道
，Brothers and sisters, you know,
他是元首
，He is the head.
用通俗的话来说
，And use the more common language,
他就是我们的头
，He is our head.
那弟兄姊妹。如果我们用通俗的话来说的话的，那个事情就更容易清楚了。
Now then, it is clearer for us.
弟兄姊妹，你要看见一个完整的人。
Brothers and sisters, you see a complete man.
你不能只看见一堆东西在那里。
You cannot see just a bunch of things.
你可哦，我看见那里有个身体。
And then you see here is a body.
哦，那里就有个人了。
Now here is a person.
弟兄姊妹，不行的。
No, princess,
not like that. 如果你真的是看见这样的一个形象
，If you see this image,
对不起，我这样说，姊妹们就是吓坏了。
And actually, if you're a sister, you'll be scared.
怎么会一个没有头的人在那里活动
？How can you have a person there without a head?
弟兄姊妹，这个是不可能发生的事。
Princess, that cannot be.
如果一个真正的活的人在那里的话
，If there's a living person there,
非常清楚的
，very clearly,
他头跟身体是分不开的。
The head and the body are one.
不仅是在结构上面分不开。
Not only in structure, they
cannot be separated. 一个更重要的是，它功用上面分不开。
But in their functions, they cannot be separated.
因为什么？在我们实际的经历上面，我们都知道的。
Brothers and sisters, in our own experience, we know.
我们虽然这个人是这样
，although this is our body,
我们所有的动作
，all our actions,
我们所有的思想
，all our thoughts,
我们所有的感情
，all our emotions.
他怎么会有反应呢
？And how can we actually have reaction？
那并且那些反应能叫我们身体上的肢体是可以完全的联合在一个很和谐的光景里呢
？And how can we the whole body can be in one a uniform a unified condition？
好像哥林多前书十二章里面所说到的那一个我们这个身体很自然的那个连结呢？
As in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we, the members of the body, naturally are connected together.
一个很根本的问题就是说，因为他们有头。
The fundamental reason is they have a head.
他们不是有头一个外面的形象。
And that head is not just a picture.
他们有一个有头的实际在那。
There is a reality of the head.
那个头在那里管理着我们的心思。
When the head then governs our
管理着我们的动作
and governs our action
管理着我们的倾向
and governs our intention
那我们一切都是根据那个头的那个指挥来执行的
now everything is under the governing of the head
那现在弟兄姊妹你晓得了
and then brothers and sisters
如果基督是我们的头的话
if Christ is our head
那你所发表的是什么呢
and then what is the expression
完全是基督的反应。
The expression then is all Christ.
如果我们的头不是基督的话
，If our head is not Christ，
那我们所发表都是我们自己。
Then our expression is ourselves.
个人是如此
，And individually is like
教会当更是如此。
The church is even more so.
那因此回到教会是基督是教会的元首的这个点上的时候
，So when we come to this point, Christ is the head of the church.
那我们就留意到了，我们所有一切的追求，乃是追求以基督做元首，做我们那个最高的目的。
So all our pursuit has a purpose. The purpose is Christ to be our head.
弟兄姊妹，我们平常说，我们信主了，我们得救了，我们生命要成长了。
Brothers and sisters, we are now saved, and we want our life to grow.
但是问题又来了。
Then the question is,
什么叫做教会的成长？
What does it mean by the growth of the
church? 教会成长是根据什么来判断的呢？
Now, how do we know that church is growing?
是我们能说一些属灵的话，那就是我们成长吗？
Now, is it simply because we say some, we use some spiritual terms, then we have spiritual growth?
是我们在教会里边多有一点的服事，那我们就成长了吗？
Now, is it because we have various services in the church?Then we have the spiritual growth.
那当然可以有参考。
Now, of course, it is a factor.
但是你们没有办法只是根据这些外表的东西就说，哎呦，成长了，成长了。
But you cannot determine growth according to this exterior things.
不，你要看教会成长不成长。
If you want to see the growth of the church,
弟兄姊妹们，我们就必须要看。教会能不能带出基督的见证？
The question is whether the church can bring out the testimony of Jesus.
你怎么能带出基督的见证呢？
Now how can we bring out the testimony of Christ?
用简单的来说，
Simply put,
教会的头是谁？
Who is the head of the church?
如果是基督，
If it is Christ,
那我们的路走对了。
Then we are in the right path.
如果 不完全是基督
If it is not holy Christ,
那我们就不完全走对
Then we are not on the right path completely.
同样的
Similarly,
教会什么叫做成长
Now how can you say that
不但是你看到那个看到那个头的事实就清楚
Now you see the fact of the head.
你同时也看见神的儿女们中间的那个关系也是很清楚。
You also see the relationship between brothers and sisters.
因为在一个身体的里头，如果他是接受一个头的管理的话，他们一定是彼此很和谐的配搭的。
Because in the body, if everyone receives the governing of the head, then the relationship among them.Would be a very harmonious one.
如果在神的儿女们中间这个和谐的配搭活不出来的话
，If there's no harmonious relationship between brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，你可以回头来问一个问题。
And then you ask a question.
为什么不能和谐
？Why?
答案就很简单。
Then the answer is.
因为我们没有让基督做头。
Because we have not let Christ be the head.
如果我让基督做头
，If I let Christ be the head，
弟兄让基督做头
，And my brother let Christ be the head，
姊妹让基督做头
，My sister，
我们每一个人都让基督做头
，And every one of us let Christ be the head。
那就是说，我们所有的定规、所有决定、所有的倾向，都是在那里发表基督。
And all our inclination, all our determination now express Christ。
那个很自然的结果就是连接在一起。
The very natural result is that we are fitted together。
因为我们一面看见基督是我们的头
，because on one hand we see that Christ is our
head. 另一面我们看见我们是基督的身体
，and the other thing is we see that we are His body.
这一个身体是背负着神的见证，基督的见证
，and this body now carries the testimony of God, the testimony of Christ.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
因为在他的那一个救赎的恩典的里头，他不是只是解决我们属灵的难处。
Now, in his grace of his redemption, he not only solves our spiritual difficulties.
他是要把我们带回他起初的那一个安排。
And he wants to bring us to his original arrangement.
那怎么可以回到你起初的那个安排呢？
Now, how could he return? How could he bring us back? The answer is.
当一在伊甸园里头，神怎么显明生命树的功用
？Now, in the Garden of Eden, how God expresses the function of the tree of life?
如今我们还是在生命树的这一个原则的底下来跟上。
Now we still under the principle of the tree of life.In this principle, we follow him.
我们说一切是根据基督。
We say everything is according to Christ.
我们是依靠基督。
Now we depend on him.
我们是向着基督。
Now we are toward him.
我们是表达基督。
Now we express him.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
晚上我只是和弟兄姊妹们单纯的从认识上面去留意到基督是教会的元首。
Now this evening, I only try to express to brothers and sisters to know that Christ is the head of the church.
我们实在愿意主的圣灵帮助我们，把我们集中在这一个点上，来留意我们怎么来跟随主。
Now we are willing that the Holy Spirit helps us to concentrate on this particular point so that we know how to follow the Lord.
把我们带到那一个终点，那是基督是我们的头。
To bring us to a point that Christ is indeed our head.
主如果没有打岔
，If there's no interruption，
明后天晚上我就和弟兄姊妹们在交通具体的怎么活在基督做头的。学习和操练。
I'll share with brothers and sisters how concretely we learn to have the Lord Jesus be the head of the church.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在你的救赎的恩典里面，你是这样的恩待我们。
Because in your grace of redemption, you have been so gracious to us.
你不是单单解决我们的难处
Not only to solve our spiritual problems,
你是要把我们带回你的喜悦里
You want to bring us into your pleasure
你起初怎样定规在我们身上要显明你的自己
How you have predestined before that to express you
你如今的救赎的挽回就是要把我们带回起初的那个定义
Today you want to restore you to your original determination
主我们向你低头敬拜
Lord we prostrate before you
我们知道我们自己的堕落是到了一个什么深的地步
We know this, the extent of our own fall
我们顶撞你也顶撞到一个什么何等可怜的地步
Lord we speak against you to such a pitiful state
主不管我们落到怎么样的光景
Lord no matter how dark we have fallen
你要在我们身上显明你的拯救的时候你就是要把我们带到你起初的那个定义
When you want to manifest your salvation in us you want to bring us back to your original determination
所以我们要向你低头敬拜
So Lord we have to prostrate before you
我们承认你是我们的主
We acknowledge that you are our Lord
不但是我们的主
Not only our Lord
你还是我们的一切
But you areall to us.
你要成为我们的元首。
And you will be our head.
好叫我们能被你充满，来成为你在地上的显明。
That we can be filled by you to be your testimony.
也在永远的里面显明你是何等的荣耀、尊贵、权柄和能力。
That in eternity you will express, we will express that you are the power and you are the authority.You are the honor.
主啊，什么时候你叫我们看见你在我们身上的定义
？Lord, whenever you show us your counsel in us,
我们都要向你低头敬拜。
And we have to bow our head to worship.
我们说，我们的主，你配得一切的尊贵、荣耀、权柄，直到永远。
We say, the Lord, you are worthy, our worthy of our honor and praises and power forever.
我们奉主的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.